Since Tomato decided to make his Last Comic Standing a regular segment last week, I was inspired to do a combination book review time / Last Comic Standing segment for this week's episode. I'm not really much of a comic book person, unlike Tomato, although that might change in the future, but there's a series of comic books, graphic novels you may have heard of, but then again you may not have heard of, that I really enjoy, and I think a lot of you listeners will enjoy if you haven't heard of it or read it already, and that is the Bone series by Jeff Smith. Before I go any further, I'm pretty sure that the FCC isn't spying on a podcast as insignificant as this, but I might just want to let you know anyway that I was not given anything that I review by any company, nor am I being compensated by anyone to say nice things about their products. Anything I review was paid for out of my own pocket, and any thoughts I have are mine and mine alone. The Bone was created by Jeff Smith. It was originally published as a series of 55 issues, starting in 1991 and ending all the way in 2004. Every issue, originally in black and white, was written and drawn by Smith himself, and also published by him out of his own imprint out of Ohio called Cartoon Books, with his wife Vijaya helping with circulation and such, since at first he was too lazy and wasn't getting things done, which is something I personally can relate to, as you can probably tell. But in the years since, it has received a number of awards, including awards in the comic book industry, including Harvey and Eisner Awards, and it has been praised by many people and critics, including the press. For example, Time Magazine named it one of the 10 greatest graphic novels of all time, and also said that it was the best all-ages graphic novel yet published, which is probably true. The story of Bone has been summed up by Jeff Smith himself as Looney Tunes meets Lord of the Rings, which is a very good way of putting it, and perhaps another way to put it basically is, what would happen if the fate of the world was basically rested on the shoulders of Mickey Mouse, Daffy Duck, and Goofy? And the story, I don't want to give too much away of the story because part of the fun is in the discovery, but I'm going to give a little basic gist of what the story is about, and I'm sure if you're interested that you yourself will want to discover some of the fun for yourself, because I think that's really part of the fun. There are so many good gags and such, and it's part comedy, part drama. It starts out mainly as comedy, but it eventually becomes more dramatic, but I think Smith is very good at both of them, and he's a really great writer and artist, I definitely think. But the story starts out in a desert somewhere with our three main characters, the Bone Cousins, who have been kicked out of their hometown of Boneville. They don't know it yet, but eventually what they're going to discover is going to thrust them, for better or for worse, in the center of a situation that basically where the fate of the free world is going to rest upon their shoulders, and a kingdom in crisis is going to need their help. And given their personalities, it's going to be a rather difficult task for them to do so. The three Bone Cousins are Phone Bone, who is sort of like the Mickey Mouse of the group. He's sort of a good-natured fellow, and he doesn't really have any, flaws to his character, except for the fact that, I guess, well, he's a good fellow at heart, and the main thing that makes him want to, you know, persevere is the girl that he meets in the village where he ends up, Thorn. They all end up in this village, and this girl, Thorn, ends up taking care of them. And, Foambone is so much in love with Thorn that, it's difficult for him to speak, whenever he gets close to her. And the only way, that he's really able to express his true feelings is through these horribly written love poems with lines such as, "On your feet, you have 10 toes. They look just like potatoes." And there is also, Phony Bone, whose full name is Fonciple P. Bone, and he's sort of like the Daffy Duck or Donald Duck of the group. He sort of has a combination of the personality of those two. He is very greedy, and he's always trying to come up with these ridiculous get-rich-quick schemes, and it was his bizarre scheme while he was running for mayor of Boneville that got him and his cousins kicked out in the first place. And for some reason, he's my favorite character of the three. It's just that very much that sort of angry personality combined with the, you know, not caring for anyone except yourself. And he continues that personality throughout the story. And he basically wants to money and power. That's sort of all he wants, but he's going to have to learn to, you know, try to get along basically with his cousins and Thorn if he ever wants to get home again. But of course, that doesn't mean he isn't going to try to fix things in his favor if it can help him get ahead. But more often than not, his schemes seem to fail as much as they succeed. In fact, they often end up both succeeding and failing at the same time, if that's possible. And there's one funny bit. It turns out that the evil forces want him for some reason. They're looking for the one who bears the star. What exactly he did in the past to wrong them, I will leave for you to find out, but I will say that you will definitely be surprised when you do find out. And the third one in the group is Smiley, who's sort of like Goofy. He's very tall, lanky, has a funny little hat, and he is just a fun-loving fellow. He doesn't really care either way what's going on, and, you know, he just wants to be along for the ride, and he's just sort of a good-natured fellow. And the other main characters that play an important role in the first part of the story, or most of the story, is Thorn, as I mentioned before, who is the young girl who takes in the Bone Cousins, and she is very important to the story for reasons that, again, I will leave to you. There is her grandmother, Grandma Ben, who is a very good-natured woman, but she's also a very tough woman. She isn't afraid to use her fist to defend herself. And in times of danger, she will defend herself. There is Lucius, who is the barkeep in the village that the Bones find themselves in, and he and Smiley often find themselves at odds, in part because Phony. He and Phony find themselves at odds. They're very confrontational towards each other because Phony is trying to prove that he's a better bartender than Lucius. And there's also a mysterious red dragon who is protects the Bones, and his position will be revealed as the story goes on. There's a little green bug named Ted who gives the Bones some advice, and there's also two rat creatures who are trying to attack the Bones, who work for the evil force that is haunting the land, and they're villainous, but they're also quite dim-witted, which makes them very funny. As there is a famous line Foambone repeats, "Stupid, stupid rat creatures," and they definitely are. And there's one funny running gag in which one of them always wants to bake the Bones into a quiche for some reason, and the other rat creature is always confused as to why that is. But Like I said, I don't want to give too much away, but I think if you're amused or interested just by the basics of the story that I'm telling you, that I think you'll enjoy the story itself. There's a lot of humor, as I said. There's a lot of action. There's this whole universe that Jeff Smith has created. Like I said, I think he's a very good writer and a very good artist. He handles comedy and drama well. Bone has been reprinted. I thought it was interesting. I was surprised to find out that Bone was one of the first comics to be reprinted in trade paperbacks and such, which was one of Jeff Smith's other ideas, because Bone is a continuing story, so he didn't want people to get confused and end up in the middle of it. It is available in its original black and white as a one-volume work from Cartoon Books, and it's also available in 9 volumes in full color by Scholastic. I actually like Bone so much, I've given copies of the 1-volume version to 2 of my friends as gifts. I gave it to one of my co-workers' daughters, and she loves it. And I also gave a copy to a school board in Minnesota. That was when they were trying to ban the book, which thankfully they didn't go through with. Jeff Smith's life story is very interesting. You can read about it on his official website, which is boneville.com, and there's also a very interesting documentary, which was done for a public television station in Ohio, which is called The Cartoonist: Jeff Smith, Bone, and the Changing Face of Comics, which is actually all about how Jeff Smith's life story and how he started basically publishing Bone out of his own garage, and how he created this self-publishing movement, and how his work became this great phenomenon. It's a very interesting documentary. It's available for rent at for $2 at Amazon. I recommend the documentary as well. In fact, if you're on the fence as to whether or not you'd be interested in Bone, although I think most people will be, I recommend that you watch the documentary because I think it's a very interesting story. And I think if you're interested in Jeff Smith's own story, life story, you'll be interested in his fictional world that he's created in Bone as well. As I said before, I'm sorry, I really can't say enough good things about it or put my thoughts in such a manner that they'll be coherent, but I definitely think that most people were like Bone, not just comic book fans or fans of comedy or fans of sweeping epics or fans of whatever. I think most people will like Bone because it's a combination of all the things that make fiction and writing and drawing great, and it basically puts them in this very interesting package. And hopefully, if you do choose to check out Bone, and I hope you will, hopefully you won't be disappointed. Sorry I couldn't put my thoughts more coherently, but hopefully you were getting across what I was trying to get across. But definitely check out Bone if you have a chance.